come to the I Wish I Knew That podcast.
I want you to come on a bit of a journey for this one. I promise you, it's been running around my head, swimming around my head for quite a while. And I've been trying to make sense of why it's relevant. For me, analogies are really helpful. I like to remember things by putting it into visual representations in my head. Again, that be stories or experiences like we talk about on the show for songwriting. How do you get someone to feel what you want them to feel? Be in that space. Put them in your shoes. Put them in their chair so that they can experience it as you're experiencing it. First person, first hand. That way, I think, is the best way for me to learn. So I'm going to assume that's going to be helpful for you guys as you're here. Fish to the fish market. The idea today is that songwriting can sometimes feel like bringing fish to the fish market. Meaning, there are so many people writing songs, recording them themselves or with others, putting them up on distribution, going on Spotify, Apple Music, then putting them on YouTube, then talking about them on social media, running after these trends, and some people do succeed. But if you are new to this, or if you don't have time to do it professionally, you don't have the money to put into it, which I realize a lot of the people that have been in touch on this show, they're not out here for all the things that are being pushed on us. That kind of fame, exposure, greed, for that exposure, which is well deserved for those that have it. Don't want to be cynical at all. But it can often feel like bringing fish to the fish market. So here you are with your little fish. It's yours. You worked a lot to get hold of it. You may have a number of them to sell, but you get to the fish market and it's packed. Everyone, some people have been there for years as well. They've been doing an incredible job for years. They are selling so much fish. And all around the harbour, all around the area, there's people setting up fish stands. They might be new, like you. So you go in there and you think, well, even if I set up a stand, what is the point? Am I going to sell 3 fish today? Am I going to sell any? Why would I sell anything? Because I can't compete with those prices or their quality, their example. That way, it's a bit easier to understand the competition. But think about it. If you're committed, because there's a lot of people who walk in like you and see the competition, and they might just walk away straight away. There's a finite amount that people can listen to music, even with playlisting, even with the introduction of social media and short music. That's cool, but I don't think that's what songwriters that come to this show are trying to do. I don't think we're trying to sell really short bits as the focus. It's great if that gives you some exposure to the show. That's what these insights are. But I think we want to really sell something to give someone experience, to change their mood for that moment, to bring them into themselves in a way that they'll want to thank you for. So that's where we think, okay, if I'm going to go into this competitive world of selling fish, selling songs, I need to find a place where I can sell my songs, sell my fish. You have to set up a spot and you have to realize, okay, how am I going to compete? If I want to compete, I think I want to also caveat this episode with, you might just enjoy selling fish. You might just enjoy the idea that someone will come up, see you with your smile, your love for what you're doing. They've seen you work that morning to get hold of the fish for them and they go, okay, that's a fair price. I can see that you care. I'm going to invest in that and thank you. They don't need anything more than that. You know, it's that beauty of exchange. That I think if people, including myself, could get hold of that being the experience that we songwrite for, it would be a very, very different space. And I wouldn't be addressing so many anxious people like myself, so many people stuck in the backwaters, if you will, to carry on with the analogy. But if you want to do it for the pleasure of doing it, you might also find that your fish stand grows. You turn up every day. You do what you do because you want to and you find fulfillment in that. It's not for the goals. I get stuck in myself going, okay, I want this in a few years, so that'll be when I'm happy. No, how do you do it today? So you set up your fish stand and you sell your songs. You work really hard on the quality, the consistency, the experience of people interacting with you, getting your songs, getting your fish. I'm going to continue with fish. You know what I'm talking about, song. Also, when you look at the market, how can you separate yourself? And I'm not talking about doing something unethical. I'm not talking about doing something that you're uncomfortable with yourself. But what do you have that is unique? That is a massive cliche because it does hold a lot of water. It's really important to do something that is really genuine to you. I'm also guilty of the other extreme of knowing something is good for me to do, but fighting it because it's what's expected of me. Those are my own things that I have to try and deal with, and they've manifested in certain ways. But think about it. If you're going to the fish stand and you're competing with people that are shifting a lot of fish, or they're doing it in really interesting ways, or they're doing it one-to-one, they've already got that kind of small market mentality, or the price-wise. All these things that are variables, right? Also, don't accept the standardization that other people have put on you. They'll have their own motives for that. So it's understanding that. Turning up and going, well, actually, these fish are from a little bit further out. I have to work to get there, but no one's got fish from there. They're unique to me. Okay, that's my thing. And then you set up your stand. It doesn't mean you can skip the hard work. You still have to set up your stand, go and get the fish, sell the fish, do the work. But you might find that if you enjoy it, if you have something unique, you will then find that people come back. They see your passion for it. The product is really high quality. But also there's an experience for them. It's something new, something different. And with that, you can grow. That's what I'm trying to do with this show. The people I've worked with, the people I'm going to work with, is just turning up, being honest, whether that works or not, or I fuck it up, or I do really well. You turn up, you build relationships, and you do your best to cultivate something. So that fish market analogy is a little bit out there, but I feel like it's an interesting way to try and give yourself some stability, some grounding, some placement, because then you can think, okay, well, I'm competing with that person. Of course you are. Don't imagine you're competing with the biggest or anyone in your industry. There's only so many ways you can sell fish. Do music. You know, if we take that out of the analogy, there's kind of, you know, you can do vinyl sales, but then you need to have an audience. Then you need to build that. It's actually being a business person. That's what the difficult part is. So again, that's why the fish analogy is great, because yes, we have the fish. That's what everyone wants. That's what everyone comes to the store for, but they come back for the experience. They come back because of the quality. They come back because of what you've done to get it there, to see them. Again, I want people to think about, if you are in love with the process, if you love writing songs and you love to play them, and that's all, you are a winner. You are way ahead of so many people, because that is the thing that everyone's looking for, and you've got it day one. That can't be beaten. In my head, I'm trying to bring myself to places where I can appreciate what I'm doing every day and enjoy doing it, not just for the expectation of what it will get me. I'd also be a liar if I didn't want anything from what I'm doing. But again, if you can get to that point where you turn up, you go out into the bay, you spend that time in the morning, you fish, bring them back, you have a pleasant time, and you're working hard, but you appreciate what's around you, you can enjoy the nature of being outside. Come into port, set up your stand, start selling your fish. And when everything's gone, and people come and gone, and they've smiled and they've enjoyed it and not bought all these things that happen when you're trying to write songs or do business. At the end of the day, if you can go, I really put everything into that. I really enjoyed that. That was something I can be proud of. And I'm going to do again tomorrow, because I didn't burn myself out. I realized that this is a game that I want to play for a long time. Not forever, but day by day. And there's a huge thread on this show, like in terms of technical ideas and how we write songs, I'm doing my best to add to that world, but it's kind of out there. Things I've learned, I've assimilated. You know, there's incredible techniques. We will always do our best to spin those in interesting ways, push you to think about techniques in a practical way. But the hardest thing to get your head around is the mindset of doing business. The mindset of staying in the game, being the last man standing, as Ryan Tedder talks about really beautifully. So that's it for today. Fish in the fish market. Add what you want to that, however you wish to. Come up with your own analogies. Let us know. Be in touch. If that made sense to you, good. Use it. Go and write something. Then maybe let us know. Because again, this show is about practicality, firing you off the jetty, getting you going so that you are writing. Because that's the hardest thing in my experience, is that whoosh, that gush to want to write. And then what you do with it and the way that you do it doesn't tire you out, like I talked about. So fish you next time. As always, like everything, not just the spicy segments, this show is sponsored by Condomaniac. Hello there, sweet listener. Thank you for listening to today's show. And I just wanted to say, we do have an Instagram. I know that some of you guys are quite interested in just sending those private emails, and I promise you they are absolute gold dust to me. And I love receiving those emails when people get time to send them with their songs, with their questions. And mainly, I love your stories about how you're listening to the show, where you found it, what it means to you. Those are the things I'll probably take to my grave, to be completely honest. But if you want to be out there on social media, please get in touch. I wish I knew that pod on Instagram. We're going to be getting stuff up on YouTube as well. Reach out, send me a DM, send me a voice note, send me a video. I want to see you guys. I want to see your shows. I want to hear your songs. Thank you again for listening to the show. If you want to be involved and get full value for your creative process, please do so. But if you're one of those wonderful people that just likes to sit and observe, I know you're out there, and thank you so much for your attention. It really does mean a lot. So no need to get in touch, but if you feel like you want to be involved, please do so. Much love and bye-bye.